There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek as we continue our 50-day countdown to DragonCon, which is actually kind of like a 48 because I missed a couple of days, but whatever. And joining me
How did you miss 2 days?
Things happen.
Yes. That light stuff.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
stuff we get paid for and the people that live in our house and stuff like that, yeah.
No, you don't understand, Lee. I'm making a fortune off of these podcasts.
Oh,
you
really? Understand. Well, then, where's my 10%,
I've been paid exactly 0 cents.
Okay, there we go. Gotcha.
So, yes, other
right
things
there.
Might take precedence. How you doing, Lee?
I am good. I know it's 17 days.
It's 17
I'm
days, Lee.
I'm a lot freaked.
It's just over
just
2 weeks,
Lee. I don't believe it's here. I literally don't. Well, you think about this because I also got a jury summons yesterday. So the week after Dragon Con, I have to go on jury duty.
It's only 24 days till jury duty, Lee.
24 days till jury duty, which is even better. Which means that everything I have to do for work in the next 2 weeks is going to be like, I gotta get it done now, so I can go on Dragon Con and not be on vacation to do this, and then also just, you know, oh my god, all these great people are coming, and 40,000 of our closest, nearest, and dearest friends who want a really good party, and so wow, I mean, I just the operational challenges there are just kind of amazing, logistically, operationally, just all of it, it's kind of wow.
Well, you know, we also did have a bit of news that came out today.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, actually, the one thing that we forgot to ask registration.
Oh,
when we had,
yes.
John and Troy were on.
You forgot to ask.
Well,
huh?
In fairness, the answer would have been, we don't know.
Right.
Which is when is... registration open. When is the actual registration open? And we got news today that, I guess through official channels, it came through Twitter.
Yes, it was.
That it opens Thursday at 4 p.m. till 10 p.m., right, on Thursday?
That sounds right, yes.
Should probably double check that before I give out some bad information.
Yeah, I'm in Twitter as we speak. I'm going to check that right now because I actually retweeted that today. So
yeah,
yes.
It looks like it's open every day of con till 10 o'clock pretty much, except for on Monday, which of course it's only open till 5. Which, by the way, if you're picking up your
five.
You're picking up
Is
your
it 5 on Monday?
I think so. I think that's what it said.
Oh, that's probably for pre-reg for next year. So yeah.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. I was gonna say if you're picking it up on Friday at 5 or Monday at 5 o'clock. Seriously, thank you. You might want to reset your.
Right now the official hours for registration are Thursday from 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. People, you know, don't get crazy. Don't get crazy. Don't get there at 10 for the 4 p.m. registration. Remember what John and Troy said on the podcast. Please don't do that. Don't make yourself crazy.
Right.
Don't make anybody else crazy. Although, you know, the Hilton will be selling you drinks. I'm sorry, the Sheraton will be selling you drinks and hot dogs in line. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So but hey, we do have someone on the line with us.
We do have someone on the line who's listening going, I can't believe I agreed to be on that.
It's funny, Lee. We always act like we're shocked. Oh, there's somebody on the line.
There's somebody we're waiting on. So as I said, this is an operational and logistics. It's a challenge, but it's great. I mean, it's 5 hotels and it's great. And so the person we have on is Bobby, who is the director of con operations, which I know means that he helps plan all of those operations. But Bobby, hi. And what
Hello.
Does it really to be the director of con operations?
Does it have to do anything with removing funny bones?
Not too often.
Okay.
No? But, okay.
But basically, we kind of do the back end of everything. Everything from, like, planning on how y'all are going to run through our security team, what they're going to be doing, what's going to happen to registration, how registration is going to work, just the background, the back end of everything, basically. A lot of it's prior to the show, pre-planning, who's going to, what track's going to be where, what events are going to happen when, all that kind of stuff. A lot of it's intermingled with programming and that type of stuff. Hello?
Yeah. We're here?
No, we're listening. We're listening. We're not interrupting you. We interrupt each other, but we try to let the guest actually speak. we try on that. So that's really, I mean, and you do that for 5 hotels.
Yes.
For 30-something, I have lost count at this point, fandom panels, fandom tracks.
I think at last count we had somewhere, we were approaching 100 directors now, which we call blue ribbons or... which is, you know, some of those are background stuff, and then a lot of them are like what you do for your particular track.
Right.
And then you have a lot of them that are, heads of guest operations or guest transportation, or mm-hmm. The people like directly under me. The when you go up to those booths, then those people that have all the information folks who do such a good job of getting you where you want to go, or telling you where to go, I guess is their favorite line. All those people, I think we have real close to 100 of those people that head each department now.
Wow.
Wow.
And
I'm sorry. Wow.
And you make sure that they're all, getting everything that they need.
Yeah, I have certain departments, and that's broken down between mine is the operations part. So my general areas that I explicitly oversee, other than, you know, I help with the whole thing, but is security, childcare, when you see the bands out on the concourse and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, and the tables out there, they're under me. The information booths.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you all want to eat when you come to the convention, and we have a guy that does a great job up there at, you know, feeding the masses in the con suite.
Yeah.
And those are my main areas.
Hmm. Actually, I got to email Joe because he's supposed to be on this at some point. But yeah, those are your main areas. And you just said about all those directors and all those people, and I kind of go, wow. But then I think, you know, I'm in a meeting with all of those people. Why does it surprise me that there are this many? It's not like there are only 7 of us sitting in a little room.
Next Saturday, we're going to, I think it's this coming Saturday. We're all going to be sitting in a room, yelling and screaming at each other. Why haven't you done this?
Oh, we are not. You fib and exaggerate.
Yes, I do. But we will be having a meeting this Saturday, to try to make sure that everybody has a great time at the con. That's for sure.
That is true, and those are always the fun meetings, because those are the meetings where you go, oh, wow, give me just a minute, and we're all there with our little air cards trying to get that last little tiny thing done that actually is something that we meant to do, and just it's a little thing that we forgot, you know, just scheduling somebody or whatever. No, I'm joking. So how did you get involved into sci-fi? Because you must be a sci-fi fan if you are doing this.
There's no doubt I'm a big sci-fi fan. I'm a little older than, you know, some of the other folks around. I grew up with it. I'm a little older. I grew up with it. I guess I go back to, I don't know, the Twilight Zone. And I can never remember the name of the show with Rod Serling, the art gallery one.
Night Gallery.
That was one of my. I loved that show.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was one. You know, that was really good. And I liked the old. I know he's not necessarily specifically, but I really liked the old Hitchcock stuff. That was on TV that came on. That's kind of my start in it, and then it kind of grew from there. And I'm a big reader. I started reading, you know, many different authors. Probably Zelazny's probably the one that kind of really hooked me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you know, there's been a bunch of them. I like a bunch of writers, but that's kind of where I started.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of the one thing that kind of got me interested, and now, you know, back then I was considered a geek, and I was a geek before geeks were cool and all that. But you know, and now it's just grown to be every TV show today has some semblance of the things that, you know, nobody would talk about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, wow. So, what are you like watching now? I mean, or reading or anything now? You're still into sci-fi. Is there anything you're really?
Oh yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV so much anymore. I really like the new Game of Thrones stuff. I thought that was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I like the books as well, and we were all kind of some of the other guys that do the con too. We were watching them. We were having a Sunday night thing when watching them, and we're trying to see how close they stayed to the book and all that kind of stuff. And I very much enjoyed that. I like the Jim Butcher stuff. I read him when I can. I never remember. Is Tracy Kavanaugh? I think I like some of her stuff. And Robin Hobb, I like a lot of her stuff too.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, let me ask you, how did you get involved with Dragon Con specifically? What was your first experience? And
I guess 26 and a half years ago, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Some guys I knew, one of them, I don't know if you had Dave on or not, Dave Cody.
No, not this year.
You have what?
We have not had him on this year. We need
to have Dave. Had Dave on.
We need to have him on.
Dave came to me, and my background is in real life, so to speak, is finance, and they came to me and said we need a guy to kind of, and Dave and I knew each other from a lot of gaming and different things, and he came and said, you know, we're putting this little convention together, and. We're looking for some initial investors and some folks to work, and we need somebody to run the registration. And I said, you know, sure, we'd give it a shot. And the rest is kind of history.
Yeah.
Very cool. Wow. Awesome. And 26 and a half years ago when they started planning, and so you've been at every one, all 25.
Oh, yeah. I've worked all 25.
So you started with registration, and then what was your kind of history?
I was registration for a very long time. We went through, you know, growing pains and stuff like that. And I guess it was maybe 10, 12 years ago, they lost the head of operations. And I don't remember why, and they asked me if I would take it. I hadn't really thought about it coming out of it and said, sure, I'd give it a shot. And since then, things have kind of more and more slipped my direction, and we've gone that way.
And he runs a great meeting too. He keeps us moving, which is great.
When he is
facilitating our meetings, he is making us move forward. It's awesome. So cool. So that's really cool. So I mean, and this year, this is number 25. So we have an amazing guest lineup. Is there anybody? Okay, so we say this all the time. We are all, as directors, so busy, we don't really always get to see things unless they're in either our track or they're with whatever we're doing on a given day. Is there anybody, though, but we all have these people who try and come and grab us for a certain panel and say, okay, we're going to go and see this person now. Is there anybody you are looking forward to and saying, yes, I am hoping that three or four people are going to come and get me and drag my butt to this?
Well, I know that's not going to happen, because anytime I ever try to go see something, that is the exact moment that somebody's going to come. Oh, we have to have you now. I guarantee that's what happens. I kind of like to see Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big Star Wars fan, but I'm not the biggest fan. But I've seen some of her stuff that she does on stage, and I'm hoping she's that good. And I'm wondering what we're going to do and how we're going to introduce. We generally do kind of something neat with that, you know, with a guest like that. We have in the past anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this year's lineup, I was kind of excited to see that Hessman's coming. I think
yes.
I really liked him in WKRP in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Going
the
back
doctor's
ways.
In. I know that I'm going back a ways too. The doctor is in, and I'm sorry. My little heart goes, please God say Booger. Please God say Booger. That's all I want to hear. I'm sorry.
And the greatest line maybe in television history. I swear to God, I swore that turkeys could fly.
I'm sorry. We're riffing on this for a minute. Sorry, folks. We liked KRP. You know, with Les Nessman, with Chai Chai Rodriguez, and he leans over, and Johnny's like, Chi-Chi Rodriguez, Mr. Rodriguez. I'm like, oh, that was awesome. Sorry. WKRP is a...
I really wanted us to try to get Venus Flytrap, too, but I guess he wasn't in there.
Venus and... Oh, God. All of them would just be... And Lonnie Anderson is coming with him, which I think is going to be interesting, too.
I'm excited. Of course, you know, Shatner's coming back, and he's, you know, when we got him 2 years ago, it was like, that's when he and Nimoy came. Let's face it, that's kind of the holy grail. I mean, it really is for us. It was, and now there's a lot of people. I'd like to meet some of the things. One of the most interesting guys when we had. Sorry, I can't think of the name.
Tom
Clancy came. This was years ago. This was one of the original ones we did, and he gave a speech. And I swear, this was right after the Berlin Wall fell, and he basically worked for the government back then and really knew the stuff. And that was probably the most interesting thing I've ever seen at the show. It was his discussion about what was actually going on in Berlin and all that kind of stuff. You know, that was from somebody that actually from a true spy aspect. And I'd like to see. I'd love to for him to come back and talk about what's going on in the world, because he was. That's kind of truer than science fiction, if that makes sense.
It was
kind of crazy.
I couldn't have even thought of this part, guys. Yeah, those kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about how somebody's going to tear down the Berlin Wall. That was just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, I have to give you, I have to thank you publicly. I've thanked you privately for this. But the year Mr. Nimoy came and I got my fandom bucket list for the, you know, forever. By able to do an interview with him, and you came up to me on Monday and said that was a great interview. You did a great job, and you looked at me and you were like patting me on the shoulder. He goes, "I know you were nervous. You did okay." And I was like, "Thank you. Yes, I was nervous. I was so nervous. I thought I was going to throw up." But so you were so very helpful then, and very supportive. So thank you. So I'm publicly thanking you.
Yeah, Lee was so nervous she poked her eye out.
I did not poke my eye out. Will you stop it?
She did try, though.
I did try.
Very hard.
There's a reason my parents did not name me Grace. Let me explain, people. They knew it early on that I would be doing things like this. So that's a great list. And hopefully it will all be calm at least during one of those periods, and you get to go see one of those people. I'm going to think positive thoughts right now.
Yeah, it's well, you know, and I know that we're going to do some special things at some special times. So I'm going to try to make some. This is our 25th year.
Yep.
For those, I mean, I don't know what y'all have talked about. We're doing the mass ball where we're raising some. You know, we're big into the charity. I don't know how many people that listen to this that you know are real fans and or haven't been or whatever. But you know, we're really big into the charity thing, and we're tying that in with the charity. So I'm kind of excited. I probably won't get to go to the mass ball other than to peek in, but I'm pretty. I think that's kind of a neat thing that we're doing this year.
I am actually really looking forward to the mass ball. I have my dress ready. Regina was one of our first, was our first one this year, who came onto the podcast and talked about it and was so excited about it. And so I have my dressy dress up. I'm ready and pretty shoes, and I am going to dress up and be there late on Friday. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Remind everybody, when does it happen and where is it at?
It's in the, Hyatt on Friday evening.
Right.
It's in the Hyatt in the ballroom, if I am correct.
It's in, I think, It's in Regency, if I am correct.
It might be in Regency.
I believe it is in Regency 6-7. I won't swear to that because
as we
lovingly describe when we're doing the where what's going to fit where in our meetings. I'm sure Regina talked about this. We have this giant puzzle that we put all together, and
I can't imagine
then our beloved leader 3 days before the con says, "Oh, by the way,
I got
Leonard Nimoy's coming."
Right.
So you've taken this giant puzzle and you've made it, and he's given you one more huge piece to fit in there. So yep. When we say something's going to be somewhere, sometimes things change.
As we have said many a time, I now know my line, John. You've given it to me. As we say, until it's happening, until you're there, pretty much until it's over, it places and times are subject to change. But we do know it's right now, at least, it is Friday night. I think it starts at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
I would guess either 8 or 9. I don't have the schedule for me, definitely be in the schedule. And the other exciting thing, I guess, from you guys' point of view is, hopefully we're going to have the app. I know it's in process, and they're working hard and diligently at it. But I think that's in the registration system, on-site registration and the pre-reg going a lot faster. I think are going to be really great improvements this year.
Yeah, the app first came up. Someone first mentioned it. I think it was information. Yeah.
Yep.
Sarah mentioned it.
So it
came up, and
that.
We're very excited. We're hoping that does come true. So,
we're all hoping it does come true, and I really think that's going to help a lot of people, especially the first timers. It's so hard to get the feeling for DragonCon if you've never been. My parents came last year for the first time in about 10 years. And my dad just looked around and said, "It's just a little bigger than it used to be."
It's just a tiny bit. I will never forget the first year my mom came. Two things she did that made me literally just kind of laugh out loud. Number one was she went to the parade, and she said she sat beside she was at the parade, and my mother and I are very similar. And she said she just met somebody and just started chatting with them. Shut up, John. And she just kind of made a friend. And then she realized at the end of the parade, it wasn't a DragonCon person; it was just a homeless person. The whole parade. That was number one. And then the other thing is, after watching me 2 days with like huge rooms, and because she saw me when I was like running something in Centennial. And she saw me, you know, and then go all the way across the con. And I think I was then next in the Hilton or something like that. And she looked at me with just this kind of look on her face. She goes, "You really do actually work when you're here." And I was like, "Yeah, yes, I do."
Oh, yeah. I think not that people don't appreciate what you do.
No,
I mean, that's my greatest joy in the world, and I'm very serious about this, is we have a tendency as you know, the guys in the office and the guys in the back to go, "Oh, this went wrong, and this went wrong, and this went wrong, and we need to fix this," and that. And that's our nature, because we want to put on the greatest party we can. There's
right.
No doubt that's our goal. But... And Lee knows me really well. I'll go up to anybody and I'll ask them, you know, "How are you having a good time? What'd you
yes.
come to see?" and that kind of stuff. And so many times people just say, "I cannot believe I've never been before. I'll be here the next 10 years. This is the greatest show." And that's, I think, you just can't get, you go, "Yeah, I guess working this hard all year long was worth it." I mean, we do put on a really great show.
Yeah. Well, and it is one of those things, too, that people... The greatest thing for me is a couple of years ago, I remember something actually did go wrong during what it was a smaller panel. It was in my room and it just went wrong. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. AV wasn't working. The guests were a little bit late. People, they thought we were somewhere else. I mean, it just, everything that could go wrong went wrong. But the thing was, we just said, "You know what, guys, we're going to go as far as we can. The guests have already said they're going to go later. We're going to run because the next panel's in here too. We don't have a lot of setup. We're going to do this and this and this." And somebody afterwards came and went, "You know, anywhere else, even I've been to academic conferences with really, really big people, and they would have lost their shit. And you guys were just like, 'You know what? We'll handle it. We'll just get it through.'" And I was like, that's our job, you know? This is what we do. It may not always be perfect, but we are doing 95% of what we can do. When it goes wrong, you guys, we're going to try to do our best to make it right. And we always want to learn, which is why also all of the track directors, we either have a feedback panel or we ask you to send us emails on, you know, what did you like and the constructive criticism. We want to make it better. And I know that Dragon Con likes that too. So send them your emails as well. And
absolutely,
as Bobby just said, they're reading them.
I will guarantee I read every email sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. There's my two biggest complaints on emails from people, and I shouldn't do this, but
yep.
I will. If you see a problem, don't try to describe the problem. Don't just go, "This was horrible."
Right.
Say, why was it horrible? What did we do wrong? How can we do it better? We have so many minds, but a lot of times somebody looking at something from another point of view can see something. And I'm not saying, oh, we'll fix it that way, but at least it gives us something to go on.
Right.
And the other thing is, don't use foul language in emails because something happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no reason. If something goes wrong, tell us. We want to know, but let us know in a civil tone. I don't know. You and I had this discussion about, you were emailing me back and forth. I said, pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah,
I'm really, really old fashioned. I like to talk to people.
We're calling him on a landline, people. That's how old-fashioned Bobby is. Which is
I am. I mean, I like to talk to people. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the thing, too, and I said that, is give us the constructive criticism. I mean, if you don't let us know what's wrong, we can't fix it. Just saying, I had a great time, that's great. But what did you have a great time at? I had a crappy time. Okay, what was crappy? And you know, sometimes you can have a crappy time, but nobody can make that perfect. But we can try to reduce the crappiness if we know really what it was about. You know, I think the biggest thing somebody said to me once was, I really hate how the elevators work. And I went, yeah.
You're absolutely right. We all hate that.
And you know what? If I had fairy wings and I could hand them out to anybody, I would do so, and we would all fly around the Hyatt and the Marriott, and that would be 10 times easier. But, yeah. You know, there are certain things I can fix. You know, there are certain things that I can't. Nobody can. So,
well, you know.
Sorry.
But
we're not trying to end it on a negative point because really want it. Yeah, no.
Well, one of those things that people have sort of complained about is the sheer number of people that aren't involved with the con or staying at the hotels that have actually been showing up. You know, because it is a great party and we want everyone to have a good time and join the party. Just, you know, get a ticket. So I know last year they started to do this a little bit late. I know specifically at the Marriott, where they had a security guard posted at the entrances to kind of check to see if anyone has a badge or has a room key for the hotel they're trying to enter. Rumor has it that that's going to, or at least they're going to try and continue that policy this year. Is there any truth to that? Or
yeah, there's a significant rumor that during certain parts of the convention that we will definitely be requiring badges. And this is with the cooperation of the hotels, too, and the fire marshal of Atlanta and all those people. There will be certain times that some of the hotels will require a DragonCon badge or a current hotel key from that particular hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there are, unfortunately, they just won't sell us a hotel and let us have it. They have to let some people from outside have some rooms for some reason. We haven't figured that out yet, though. But they, you know, if they have a current hotel room, but of course, as we all know, we do something a little special with the hotel keys. If you've been to one of our events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to require one of the two to enter the hotel at certain times. And that's not to be ugly. That's just to make sure that Dragon Con is a private function. And we'd like to keep it mainly to our, you know, the people that have paid for the ride.
Right. And that actually, I mean, the reason I think if people want to see the costumes and want to experience Dragon Con but don't want to come to Con, there's a parade. It's Saturday at 10 a.m. You're going
to
see.
Please come to my parade.
And please come to the parade. It's great. It's wonderful. And that's the time when you, if somebody is wanting just to see what it's like, that's the best, to me, that's the best time to come. Mm-hmm. It's not hot yet. It's 10 a.m. in the morning. It's not that hot yet. It'll be fun. You'll get to see all the awesome, awesome costumes because the people pull out their bestest stuff on that Saturday. Yes. So that's the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And there'll be one or two famous people in it. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a drum corps again this year. That's another area that's mine, by the way. I neglected to mention that earlier, the parade. It's run by somebody for us, and she does a really great job.
Jan is awesome. Yes.
Yeah. She does a really good job. And I do know that if you plan to be in the parade, you need to be contacting her, because I know that the parade's gotten a teeny bit large now. like the rest of the convention. And I know that we do have cutoff numbers on that, and I'm pretty sure we're getting pretty close to those. So
we did mention previously in a podcast that there is a form, or at least an email, to contact, and you need to get that stuff done because there will be limited, if any, space when you get to the con.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that's one of the I don't want to say it's a drawback of us getting that large, but you know, it's like everything else. You know, we only have so many tables to go around on the outside, so we only can have so many groups. You know, we have lots of people that want to have tables around the convention, but there's only so many tables available. There's only like so many spaces in the parade, so all those things are online now. It's pretty much a sign up and type thing, and those are the bad things. I guess they're really not bad. It's we've gotten big, and we're trying to make it easy for everybody, but there are limitations as to how much space we have.
Yay! Yeah. But, which is a good problem to have in some ways. It's nice.
I will never forget. I knew we kind of had made it. This was about that first year. Remember when Spike came? The year Spike came?
Yes, Marsters. The first year Marsters came,
Sorry, Marsters.
Spike. Spike, people know who you're talking about. It's okay.
Yeah. We were sitting on there's a second floor over the Hyatt, looking down over the main floor, and we were there Thursday night. And we looked over, and the floor on Thursday night was absolutely packed.
Yeah.
You know, the con hasn't opened for another 16 hours or something, and we knew we were going to have a little larger crowd than we'd been having.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the first year it kind of, you know, we kind of exploded.
I think that is actually about the time when I realized that Thursday night had always been kind of my night, that friends were getting in and we were having fun. But it was literally, and I'd always thought of that was mine, you know, people don't think of that on Thursday night. And I think that was actually the year where I realized, you know, a lot of people are doing this now. A lot of people are showing up early to talk to their friends and start having fun, you know, before we're officially opened. And I just remember going, wow.
Lee, as you know.
It has become the Thursday night. And what's really weird is it went way back when I was in registration, we had as you know, Dragon Con's done a few things that other people said you couldn't do. And they worked out pretty well in many ways. But Mark and I, a friend of mine, Mark, who helped me with registration, we were sitting there and we said, well, how do we get people in early? He said, what if we open early Thursday night so people could pick up their badges Thursday night before the con?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, if we weren't open Thursday night, people would kill us.
Yeah.
Because they want their badges Thursday night, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was going to
point out that, you know, as you know, I'm now coming in Wednesday.
Because
Thursday is the old Friday.
Thursday is the old Friday. Yeah, he is coming in on Wednesday and actually changed his ticket because we started talking about, we could do this on Wednesday night if anybody were here.
But there's other things we're going to do on Thursday now, so.
Yeah, there are certain things that you kind of have to prepare for on Thursday now that because Con also, at one point, Con really started around 1 o'clock on Friday, except maybe a special thing at 12 or something like that. Now I have my schedule opens at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
I will be talking myself at 10 a.m. on Friday. So yeah, it's pretty big. So this is so awesome. I mean, I'm getting excited and nervous because I always do before a big show, but yay, it's on its way.
Well, let me ask you, Bobby, what is, if you could, you know, have any guest that you wanted, it doesn't matter if they're fictional, they're alive, they're dead, doesn't matter. And insert your
zombies.
Okay, there we go.
I'm not a zombie guy. Sorry.
who would it be? If you could have your dream guests, who would they be?
Wow.
Three of them. I'll give you three.
Give me three of anybody.
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 I think you got, for me, it would have, the number one would have to be Einstein.
Wow. This is the first time he's come up. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is kind of, to me, the Da Vinci would be another one. Those guys were so far ahead of, beyond what you and I think about. It is crazy. And the other one would be, oh, wow. Who would the other one would be? That's tough. I'm not real sure.
It could be anybody. You don't have to go through the committee and get them approved. Remember that.
It can be anybody. Well, obviously, living or dead. There's some weird people, but we won't go into the. Those two and who.
The third one seems to be giving everyone trouble because they're like, well, wait, I don't want to waste this third one.
You know who somebody, I think I would want to meet, maybe not particularly, but like Augustus Caesar or one of the great leaders from back then.
Oh, nice. Just
to know how they thought of things because the world was so much smaller back then and you know, one person really could almost rule the world. And they were kind of the controllers of the world and the way they thought. Those people interest. I mean, I like history a lot too. So those are the kind of people I would want.
Yeah, that's really neat. I seriously, those are neat. I like that. Oh, those are awesome. That is the first time anybody said Einstein. We've had a lot of Asimovs. We've had some others, but that was great.
Well,
that was really cool.
that's the anybody category. If you want science fiction people, that's a total different. I obviously I'm a big Zelazny fan, so I would want Zelazny if it was science fiction. He would probably be my number one. I really would be interested in talking to. Who's the guy that wrote Ender's Game?
Orson Scott Wells?
Orson Scott Card. I think he would be very interesting to talk to.
I got two out of the three names. I'm going to give myself time.
Because you had Orson Wells in there is what you had.
Orson. I got Orson and Scott and whatever. Okay, so cool. All right, so Bobby, I doubt you're Dragon Con ends when the rest of us does on Monday at Dead Dog. I think you're still doing some stuff on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we do a little bit of closing up and talking to the hotels and generally trying to find some place to lay our heads and sleep.
Well, that's what we're going to say. All right, so actually all of your con work is done, whether that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. It's all done. What are you doing to relax and come down from Dragon Con?
We have a kind of a tradition. Before I was doing this job, and then for a while when I was in this job, and the last couple of years it stopped. But we used to go. I don't know if anybody knows of a place called Fogo de Chão.
Yes,
it is a Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
Me and my, our friends, we just got, it's kind of our special place, you know, that we go to, and it's one of those places you go for 3 hours. And that's kind of our, that's kind of my end of con treat for myself. We try to go there. We used to go Monday night, but it's for obvious reasons with Dead Dog and that now. I, my presence is kind of, I have to be there. So, and not that I don't want to be there, but you know, it's so we've moved the night. We generally do it the next weekend or something. And it's, that's kind of my reward to myself for making it through.
That's a nice reward. And that's the, if you've never gone to a Fogo de Chão or any of the nice Brazilian steakhouses, I can't recommend them enough. If you are a, if you're an omnivore, but especially if you are more leaning towards the carnivore side of omnivorism, it is all you can eat meat, and they just walk around with meat, and it's just, it's all, Homer drooly noises because it's awesome.
Yes, the best thing is like the, you know, the small pieces of steak wrapped in bacon, so it's meat wrapped in meat, and you just, it's really hard to eat that.
I'm sorry, all I can think of is Widge right now. It's bacon wrapped in bacon wrapped in bacon. You know,
yes, it's like, yes, it's, but that's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we do, and you know this, we, all my directors will give me an Endicon report, and I'll write up my own, and then we will, the senior staff, which is, there's about, I guess, 9 or 10 of us now. We will go off and we will gather and we will say, okay, this is what we messed up. This is how we fixed it. And this is what we're going to do next year. And we'll do that for a weekend. And that's kind of the convention, you know, that's how it kind of starts. And then we start over again. We'll take about a month off of being low key and then we'll start back up.
So very cool. Yeah. So it's an 11 out of 12 month process. So people don't always think of that.
We do try to take that month off though. It really is. People don't, I'm sure people understand that it's a lot of work, but it really is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, our chairman is unbelievable in the amount of work he does. And, he's to get the guests he does, you know, and my favorite thing is a guest will go up and you go out on, and you go out on the web and it's like, well, I didn't want to see that guy there, but there's these other 300 guys I did want to see. And it's like, buddy, wake up, you know, because another guy doesn't want to see some of the guys you do. And we do a really, really good job, I think, of trying to give you a cross section. I mean, you know, that, you know, we had Soupy Sales 1 year. Well, there wasn't a lot. I mean, you know, he wasn't a big to a lot of people, but to a lot of us, I remember him as a great comedian.
I remember him being the, for some of us, our intro really to comedy in some ways.
Because he was clean. He was a clean comedian. He, you know, and we've had some guests that I go, well, why do we, you know, and you know, I do the same thing. Well, why do we have him? And then when you actually look, there's a lot of times it's like the KRP thing we're doing this year with both Lonnie Anderson and Hessman. And I'm sure we tried to get some of the other people, but that's one of the other thing. When you get a list of from a lot of people, and don't get me wrong, we enjoy the list of people that people would like to come to the con, but some of the lists are a little odd, first of all, but a lot of them, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of times people are working and they can't come, and a lot of them don't do cons and stuff. But we put together a pretty dang good list, and every year when it's all said and done, I look at it and I go, wow, there's a lot of really talented good people here. So it's a lot of fun, and I know that you never get any in your track at all. So. You're always complaining about, you know, we don't give you anybody good for this.
I'm always complaining. You big fibber. I had Warehouse 13. I have Supernatural guests this year, which I am ecstatic about because attendees are ecstatic about it. So, I mean, and by the way, it's Mark Shepherd too, which I'm just like, I'm making dolphin noises. But yeah, I don't ever get anybody. I mean, really, guys, you know, you haven't gotten me to Coveney, but you know, I think I'll live. Really, I swear, I will. It's good.
Well, you know,
you guys have done an amazing job.
And frankly, Bobby, there are several of us, myself being one of them, that don't even come for the guests. I don't come for the guests. I come for the people. And I think one of the best things about DragonCon is, you know, and I saw it on some website. There was a pretty popular website, and they talked about they were coming during. I think it was a Beatdown Boogie actually. They were talking about how they go to it's the friendliest con out there, and in fact, it is. I mean, that's why I go. I don't go for any particular guest or any guests really. I go because of the people that are there and the atmosphere and how much everyone's just having a great old time, and that's why I'm there. So kudos to everyone who gets their favorite guest there. But frankly, I mean, there's so much more to do besides just the guest to worry about. I mean, that's just something to pass the time and rest your feet in a chair while you're.
I think there's people that watch people and stuff like that. I like to watch some people that are watching the people. a couple years ago, there was I don't know if you guys remember, Alabama was playing in one of the bowl game that year, yeah. And there was like five guys from Alabama sitting in chairs on Thursday night. Where around the Hyatt, before they took the chairs out from around where the elevators go up, uh-huh. And they're sitting in the chair, and their jaws are—I mean, they're literally dropping, you know, yeah. About an inch every 10 minutes or so. It was—that was the funniest thing I ever saw. Was those five guys sitting there just going? They could not figure out what was going on.
I actually, in my previous life, my job actually did a conference. Downtown Atlanta did a conference right before DragonCon, and they would be in the Hyatt on Wednesday night and Thursday morning when con goers would start coming, and they would have this face. They would have this look of who are all these people? Why, this was a quiet hotel. There was nobody here, and it's always like, how you doing? It's ours now. Yeah. It's okay. You probably want to get out. You really quickly, or else we'll assimilate you because we got no problem. We make friends really easy. We like people. We'll bring somebody new in. But yeah, they would always have this face like that. I'm just like you. I loved watching because I was like, watch what we can do.
Yeah. So. And the other thing is, I know you guys saw the little video. Oh, by the way, did you hear that won the Emmy thing?
Yes,
yeah,
the 4 days,
yeah.
4 days of Dragon Con. It did win the Emmy. Yes.
Yeah, woo! That was cool. As I said on that, it's a party for 4,000 of my closest friends. And I really do mean that. I mean, you talk to anybody at the hotels. And especially at the Marriott and at the Hyatt, they measure their time at that hotel by how many Dragon Cons they've done.
Mm-hmm.
You say, you know, and they'll say, and if you start talking, they'll go, and you'll see the glazed look in some of the guys' eyes at some of the desks and say, you haven't been here before.
Yeah.
By the end of the show, they all love us.
They do. It's very funny too, because you can always, it's always so funny because you'll see the people who you've seen before and they're like, how are you? And oh, it's good to see you again. And can't wait for this year's con. And they'll be like leading around somebody on that Friday because they're doing kind of a shadow thing. And you can just see that person going, is it like this every year? And it's like, yeah. How you doing? It's like, this is awesome.
Yes, and it's a big party, and if you can't find something to do at our show,
I'm sorry.
it's you can't, you know, as you, I can't remember. I think we're up to 39 or something like that tracks, is it now?
Somewhere in there. I say 30 plus at this point.
It's 30 plus, and then we have 8 or 9 main programming rooms, and there's almost always going on. Now, obviously, like when you have something in main programming, you may not have something in your room. But basically, we're running, you know, 45 simultaneous tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't include your, you know, the dealer's rooms or any of that stuff. So it's if you can't find something to do, I feel sorry for you.
That's our new tagline. If you can't find something to do, Bobby feels sorry for you. I like that one. I think we'll use that one. That's cool. Well, Bobby, this has been great, and thank you so much for doing this. I think this gives people an insight on the operation stuff and gives a little more history of DragonCon, which is kind of cool. I always love doing that. So, yay!
Yeah, well, this thank you awesome. For inviting me, and we hope to see... I know I'll see you, because I've heard rumors that on Thursday night, I know where to find you.
Yeah, on Thursday night, you do know where to find me. Hush up. Don't tell anybody else. That's a secret.
Yeah, I would never would. But I mean, anybody out there that hasn't come, it's really well worth coming. If you like parties and you like science fiction, fantasy, writers, TV, any of that stuff, it's
people partying.
It's really
beer.
It's a party.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. All right. Okay, John, your turn.
Well, okay. Thank you. Bobby, again, thank you. As Lee just said, thank you
I'm
very
Lee.
Much. And Lee, your name is what again?
I think my Lee? Name is Lee. Lee. We okay. spend more time together
during this month.
during this month than almost anybody
two,
else.
Almost
I
2 months
to.
Now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Lee. And for the rest of the guys over at the Unique Geek, until next time, peace.
Bye bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG, or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter, @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.